Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We, of course, would love to hear from you. If you want to call in, it's 347-826-7435. Once again, call-in number is 347-826-7435. Also, you're listening live. We always encourage you. Come to the Smooth Drama chat room. Go to smoothdrama.com. Chat room's right there on the landing page. You can just come on, dive in. It's an anonymous experience because our chat room gives you an anonymous name, and you can just go in on whatever topic you felt was moving you. Or if there's something on your mind, you can speak your mind in the chat room, and more than likely, we will channel it right here live on the air, because that's how we do it. We live, uncut. We don't do that cutting and slicing and splicing and splashing. One, we don't believe in that.
And no.
We do believe in
cutting and scratching, though.
Yeah,
we believe in that.
Cutting and scratching are the aspects of our game. Man, I'm just like, you made me almost want to pop lock there when you said that. I'm so serious.
I kind of did pop lock in my brain, though.
Yeah, it was like, it just like, anyway. Social media. If you're listening, you can jump in Facebook. Ask to join the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J. He of the floppy disk. That's how Mr. J is living. He don't believe in digital hard drives and MP3s. Got floppy disk, baby. Nobody else ain't got floppy disks because he got all of them. So if you threw them away, he probably recycled them joints, and now he's got the biggest collection of floppy disks ever. Mr. J, that's who's gonna let you into the Smooth Drama group if I don't see it. That's how we live. You ready? All right. Basically, anywhere you see Smooth Drama, add us, talk to us, whatnot, and we'll add you and talk to you. Because that's what we do. We conversate, as Brown Sugar likes to say. We conversate.
Yeah, converse, you know, that's just, you know, that's surface.
Yeah.
Conversate is when you get deep.
That's when you go in.
Yeah.
You go in when you conversate. You know, just to converse. It's like, yeah, we were conversing.
Exactly.
That sounds like the friend zone, right? It's like, we were conversing.
Yeah, which I'm all good with conversing as well. If that's, you know, if you on the conversing level. But I like to conversate. So if you like to conversate, come talk to me.
But see, that's what I'm saying. If you conversate, you can get some. If you're conversing, you probably can't.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
It's just the way the adjective sounds. All right. And speaking of how the adjective sounds, did you know that there's another guy named Adolf Hitler?
No.
That his parents named him Adolf Hitler.
They weren't happy to have a baby, were they?
Oh, they were ecstatic. Adolf Hitler Unona was the name given by his father. He's from Namibia. Black man.
Interesting.
Black man named Adolf Hitler Unona.
Now, I have known some black men named Adolf. I've met, well, they weren't necessarily black, but yeah, they were African, so that could be it. So maybe it's meaning, it means something different to them than it does, you know, to us.
I'm going to say this. No, normally, I don't really care about names. And you know how people
really?
Say that. I don't sweat names. Now, I have my name, and then I have my other name. And so, the names are important as you ascribe value to them, right? And then we talk about names that you have that can set you up for success or that can throw a negative connotation your way. And I'm going to say naming your child Adolf Hitler, Hitler being the middle name, it's probably not a good look.
No. I mean, and that's what I'm saying. Like you were saying, I thought you were saying like you didn't care about names, but I was thinking the same thing you were. Like, that's like the difference between like having and not having almost in life, you know what I mean? So, I mean, you know, you have to be careful what you name your child.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're wealthy, and then it doesn't matter because, you know, you'll pass that wealth down.
Right.
But if, you know, you're a common folk, you got to be careful.
Right.
Like hopefully Adolf is wealthy or his family is.
Yeah, he's a politician in Namibia. So, yeah. And he was like, yeah, I just thought, you know, my name was, it was a cool name. Then I found out that, it was a guy that wanted to dominate the world. But it has nothing to do with me. I was like, yeah, it doesn't. But you're still named after one of the people that his name is synonymous with evil. I would just say that your parents probably were not the most intelligent people.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that Adolf is not a common name, and it never has been, I don't think. Maybe in Germany it might have been, but it's not a common name. You know, maybe in Europe it might have been at one point, but, you know, for you to even name your child that, you're taking a chance. You know, it's kind of like Boris or, I don't know.
Anything.
It's just not common.
Yeah. All right, well, I just thought, I mean, it's what we talk about when we talk about the scrumptious apocalypse. This is what makes it more scrumptious-er. This is what makes it more scrumptious-er. You find out that there's a black man named Adolf Hitler. I didn't think that I would ever say that in my lifetime. But
no, not Adolf Hitler.
Yep.
No.
Speaking of which, in atop Pine Mountain in Atascadero, which is in San Luis Obispo County, there's another monolith. So they just keep popping up.
I mean, I know what monoliths are, but like, what are they? Like, what do they do? Like, what is the? Is that something that has to do like with aliens and stuff like that? Usually,
no. It's just a structure. It's a steel structure that just, I guess people, I guess, maybe they're having, you know, how they have them stupid challenges on YouTube and TikTok.
Yeah.
I was gonna guess maybe on the dark web, whatever, there's a monolith challenge. Because it's like Utah, Romania, California. It's like, so somebody's going to put the monolith up somewhere else. I mean, you know they had to haul it up there, right? So it's like, you have to be wired differently. You have to be wired. You're committed.
Yeah, you have to want it to be up there. I mean, that's like your focus for however many hours it's going to take you.
Mm-hmm. And you know what?
And that's what I was asking, like, what does it do? Like, is it, I just assume, like, I've seen them in movies, and it always has something to do with, you know, some extraterrestrial or some other kind of force. So, you know, some light comes out of it, or, you know, you put your hand on it, it does something. So, I mean, that's what I was just wondering, like, what are they, like, trying to say, or...
I'm not gonna call them unintelligent or anything like that. I'm just gonna say yeah. There are people who are dedicated to the monolith. That's all I got.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, shout out to whoever feels that's a cool thing. Now, in the Bavarian mountainside. Since we were talking about Germany, there's like a giant dick.
What?
You know? Yeah. So apparently, there was like a large phallus sculpture. It was there, mm-hmm. and then, you know, it disappeared, and then in its place, somebody dropped a giant dick and balls made out of wood just right there in the mountainside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's funny. You know, I'm like, you know what? Y'all do y'all thing. I mean, it's apparently a thing.
Yeah.
And that's what's
like
happening.
It's a big deal. Like people are going out to see it, and they're fascinated by it.
I guess. I mean, if you want to take a picture with a giant dick, I can't.
Well,
stop.
They had a whole museum about that at one sometime a few years ago, I believe.
Well, they still have it.
No.
You talking about Vegas?
Oh, is that where it is? I couldn't remember where it was, and since everything is closed down or closing down, I don't know.
It's in Vegas. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
You know, I remember walking in there and walking right back out.
Why?
I would just say that it wasn't really built for people like me.
For men, you mean?
Yeah.
Or heterosexual men.
So it wasn't. I mean, it was.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah, it was. I was like, well, it's not really much in here for me to check out. So we'll walk over.
I mean, I just, you know, I've always felt like the human body is, you know, is fascinating, even though, you know, I do think, like when people say bumping uglies, I like really believe in that because I just think genitalia is ugly regardless. I mean, it's beautiful and ugly at the same time to me, but
I don't think I would go in there
and be like, ooh, I'm so, you know, I'm fascinated. I think I'd have to see more than just that to be like,
it was built probably more for your proclivities and curiosities than mine. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, like I said, I don't think I would have stayed in there either. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's. Oh, okay. And then you walk out. And that was it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, San Francisco. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to move on. San Francisco. They banned smoking tobacco inside apartments, but
wow.
You can still smoke weed. So
okay.
they banned tobacco, saying
mm-hmm.
that you know there was concerns about secondhand smoke.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but.
They're not concerned about hot boxing
right.
or the secondhand marijuana smoke.
Right.
I don't know. You know, I'm always, you know, I know you don't like it, but I'm always in the middle because I see both sides. I mean, marijuana doesn't cause cancer or, you know, the possibility of cancer, but at the same time, if I have a baby, I don't necessarily want my baby getting high off of your secondhand marijuana smoke. So,
well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, if we ban in smoking, but it's only some smoking, you know, it's like, oh, you can't smoke inside, but you can vape. It's like smoking. There's still some smoke that comes out. You see it come out. You see it.
Well, I don't know. I just think we're becoming a culture of, well, or we're not being the either or anymore. You either have to do this or you have to do that. There is no, like, you don't necessarily have to pick a side anymore. You can be in the middle. So just because one thing is bad doesn't mean that everything is bad. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Well, I mean, that's still, I'm just trying to understand. You can't smoke cigarettes, but you can smoke weed.
Yeah, so then that would be like, well, cigarettes are bad for you. People have died from smoking cigarettes and getting secondhand smoke, but you have not heard of anybody dying from marijuana.
Okay, but people...
I would think that would be the argument.
People are dying from vaping, right?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that they aren't. I'm saying I really don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I've heard some things. I don't know.
I don't know anybody that vapes personally. Like, I don't know. I mean, I've seen people vaping, but I've never. And so are they vaping? What are they vaping? Aren't they? I think most people are smoking. I thought they were smoking marijuana out of those pins.
You know, they got the,
so then does it matter?
Yeah, they got the flavors. They do all that. So I don't know.
And see, I know people who smoke marijuana out of the pins, but I don't know is that the same as vaping? Or is that something different? And I thought vaping was the name of the pen. So then that's why that's what they call it. So then I don't know, like, does that have to do with what you put in it then, too?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
That's why I said I don't know. I don't know too much about vaping.
It just, because you can put anything in there. And so, yeah. It's all confusing. Sort of like our new potential ban. Stay at home order. I'm like, wait, why are we staying at home?
Well, we're really not staying at home, though.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it doesn't seem like anything has changed.
Right. I'm not understanding.
So...
The whole, hey, first we get the curfew. I'm like, why do we need a curfew? Because if I'm going to get COVID in between 10 p.m.
yeah,
5 a.m. kind of makes no difference.
Yeah, I don't understand that either.
If we cut you off from being outside after 10, then you probably won't catch COVID. Less likely to catch COVID.
You can only catch it at night now and not in the daytime?
Yeah, that is one of those weird rulings that, of course, none of the politicians are following because we get to see them having a good time.
Are they out before 10 o'clock, though? If they're out before 10 o'clock and they're in before, then they haven't done anything wrong.
Yeah.
And if their gatherings are less than 10 people, then they haven't done anything wrong.
Yeah, I would agree. And, I mean, I look at it like you can't force people to do what's right. You can't force them. And that's what we're doing. I mean, so he says, we're pulling an emergency brake, announcing a regional stay-at-home order based on the region's available intensive care unit capacity. So he defined it by five regions: Northern California, Southern California, the San Joaquin Valley, Bay Area, and Greater Sacramento. And so he broke them down into their five regions. And then they say the stay-at-home order will apply to areas where the ICU capacity falls under 15%. Under 15%. So if you have more than 85% of your ICU filled, then people have to stay at home. It makes no sense to me. But you can still go in the retail shop.
Now
they say bars, wineries, personal service businesses, hair salons, barbershops, they're closed. But schools with waivers can stay open. What does that mean? Along with critical infrastructure, what does that mean? And restaurants will be limited to takeout and delivery service only.
I think critical infrastructures are the hospitals and the police departments and fire departments. I think that's what they're referring to.
Okay.
But I feel like, I mean, because when you think about it, even like in the spring when we first were shut down, everything was shut down, you still could go take out at restaurants. You just couldn't eat inside the restaurants.
Right.
You still can't do that. I mean,
right.
There's still very little restaurants that you can eat inside.
Right.
So are they saying you can't eat outdoors anymore either?
Damn it, stay in your house. I guess they trying to.
I mean,
call
I'm just fight. Yeah. To me, it's even more confusing than it was the first time. Because the first time it wasn't confusing to me. I understood everything was closed down, but you know, essential workers.
Exactly.
They're not even using that term that much anymore, are they? Are they still using essential workers? I haven't heard that term.
No, well,
but
they're not trying to give our homies over at Tarjay any love anymore. It's like, you know, they was propping up Tarjay workers and Walmart workers. Like, you guys are the cream of the crop. Thank you for your service. I mean, it was almost a military speech, right? We're gonna get you courtside seats at the game.
And I feel like those are the places really that should have been closed.
That's where everybody was.
Exactly.
That's where everybody was. And so they
I stayed in the house literally for 2 weeks. I did not leave for 2 weeks. But like that third week and that fourth week, I was at Target every day. So I didn't care about having to stay in line or anything.
We were all talking about those awesome trips to the store.
Exactly. Now, the grocery store I hated. Target wasn't as bad, but the grocery store I hated. That made me nervous.
It all depends.
My anxiety.
Where you went. Me, I just didn't go to Alameda and I was fine.
Yeah.
Alameda, they had stupid lines. I'm like.
Yeah, Alameda's lines were crazy.
store. Like, y'all. Yeah. Anyway, it was really weird.
Yeah, I don't know about, and I just feel like at this point, not that it doesn't matter, because people still are getting infected and people are still dying, but I mean, I don't feel like that's where people are I think like people, the gatherings that they have for Thanksgiving and people having parties and still, you know, these big weddings and, you know, people are still having baby showers. People are still going out to clubs and,
well,
but I don't know.
I think Mike Pompeo, they're having a State Department party, over 900 people. You just get confused by that. Confused.
And they're saying, well, we're going to take our temperatures and quarantine. And I'm like, well, that's what everybody should do then, right?
It would make sense. But that's why we're not going to do it.
I mean, is it because that if we, I mean, we can't necessarily, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, trying to figure it out will give you a headache. No.
Yeah, I was going to say, it makes my brain hurt.
Yeah, so we're going to go into our dumbass of the week. All right, so most people have come to the realization that President Donald Trump lost the election. And he'll be replaced on January 20th, despite all the numerous minutiae of lawsuits. Well, apparently, his campaign, since the election, has raised $207.5 million.
Wow.
So he sought donations to fund his efforts to overturn the election. And so the post-election fundraising hall brought the combined fundraising of his committees between October 15th and November 23rd to $495 million.
Wow.
So, to those people who drop that chunk of change on him, just know when he's out celebrating, it's on you. It's on you. He's like,
you know,
that and did he owe like $400 million?
So then he can pay that back now.
Yeah.
He can pay that.
So he's like, thank you, stupid mother. I mean,
do you think that they're stupid though? I mean, I think they know. I don't think people like follow him or listen to him or do whatever they do to support him and not understand like who he is. I don't think anybody is that stupid. I really don't.
I think everyone
is choosing to just accept him for who he is.
Yeah, they're stupid. I'm saying that he is who they are. See, people support people that they can see themselves in, right? They inspire them because you see a little bit. They represent what you represent. So,
yeah.
All these people who have donated $495 million to him, they see themselves in him. He represents them. And they're like, you know what? We support you, and whatever we can do, you know, and you see... You see, they represent him with their dollars. They represent him with their dollars. 400, and this is what we know of right now, but right as of now, 495 million. That's half a billion dollars. So, like you said, they paid his bill. They paid his bill. He owed 400. He don't owe it no more. Here you go. Thank the American people. And I've got 95 million to spare. It's good to be the king. It's good to be the king. So, yeah, he's good. He's good to the last drop, like Maxwell House.
Like, yeah, I mean, I didn't see him not being good, though. So I can't understand why he'd even want to stay or why he would fight it. I mean,
are you serious?
I mean, what I'm saying is not, I mean, the fact that he's lost. So he's lost, but he's fighting to stay, right?
Right.
So I'm like, why would you fight to stay? If you feel, okay, so listen to this. If you got cheated out of something, doesn't that tell you that whoever cheated against you does not want you there?
Okay.
Why would you want to be somewhere where you're not wanted?
Because I made $495 million in a month.
Yeah, but, and now you be done and do and live your life.
Oh, but if I can get that...
He's not going to jail, so it doesn't, you know.
Right. So, but what we're saying is this. I'm a crook. If I'm a crook con man, we just being hypothetical here, right? I'm a crook con man.
Mm-hmm.
And I got these suckers. I got them on the hook. My homies made $22 million off that wall fiasco, right? They took that money that was donated. $22 million was donated for the wall to be built. See, because you want to talk about people who benefit off of racism? These cats, they are, because we talk about unintelligence and everybody talks about his intelligence, whatnot, and his people's intelligence. And it's like, man, you can't be that dumb. I got my homies $22 million off the top from these suckers. And I just made $495 million off these suckers. So guess what? I mean, when you start talking about pimping, you know, we talk about pimping. Talking about Too Short is sitting up there like, man, Donald, can I hang with you?
Yeah.
I mean, this might be one of the greatest pimp jobs that we done ever seen in the history of pimp jobs in this country. Hell, in the world. I'm saying, you want to talk about pimping is pimping? You want to talk about pimping is pimping? In 1 month, homie made $495 million. He ain't got to give that up. It went to his campaign. Where does that money go? How is it spent? It's supposedly to overturn the results from the election. Now, if we're putting odds out, ask y'all in the chat room. How many of them dollars you think gonna go towards overturning the election? I think
some of those dollars are, because he does have to pay his, you know, lawyers and stuff. They're not doing that for free, I'm sure. I mean, I'm sure it's not as much as he's made, but
he probably
won't even feel it.
Giuliani is doing it because he's been begging for that pardon. Yeah, everybody else has been pardoned. Giuliani, Trump got him, and this is the pimp, right? Yeah, you get me off, baby. You get me reelected, man. You ain't even got to worry about it. I got you on the pardon tip. Are you sure, Donald? I just need to do this job, and you gonna let me go free? Of course, baby. Of course, baby. Get out there. Give me my money. See how that they coincide. I'm just saying.
Yes, I do.
I'm just saying he's pimping. This is one of the greatest pimp jobs ever. That's all I got. We gonna go on break here. But just think about just pimping. This is Method Man. Bring the pain.
From the brain, what's going inside my natural brain? Find out my methods, based on instrumental records, so I can write monumental methods. I'm not the king, but niggas a C-cap. I stick them both the cream, check it. Just how deep can shit get? Deep into your fists and rubber smack this acceptance. Your cross color, coach, your cross over. You got totally crossed out and crisscrossed. Through the board, niggas get tossed through the side and on the dark side of the board. Of course, it's the method. Man from the Wu-Tang Clan, I'll be hectic and coming for the heck you protect it. Fuck it, you see us in the bucket. Niggas want the work, bustin' at me, bro. Now bustin' styles, I guess fuck wow. Method Man on some shit, full of niggas fouls and sick. Same crazy, driving Miss Daisy out of fucking mind, now I got mine this way.
Is it real son? Is it really real son? Let me know what's real son, if it's really real. Something I can feel, son, loaded up and kill. One, two, four, feel son, if it's really real. When I was a little baby, yo, baby, yo, I listened to some jumpy, jumpy guns. I always wonder when I was in the limo, yeah. Now you listen to the da-da-da-da, and the da-da-da-da, son, hurry. Then it is a fun, some just me, just me. Money, I'm gonna get out some rain.
But it's on my mind. Brothers wanna hang with the memory, the rope. The only way you hang it by the neck, nigga, rope off set. Coming to your bar, just take it as a threat. Better yet, it's a problem. Coming from a vet, or some old vegan on shit. Nigga, you can measure by the dollar, hey, I bought it. And it's gonna get even worse for the guard. It's the wool coming through, nigga, nigga, for they gone. Moving on your left, I'm forming the mess. In the representation, call my name in your chest. You can come test, realize it, no contest. Son, I'm missing that when that old wild west. Quick on the floor with my hands on the floor. Son, see your mother with the fucking problem the floor. Check it, cause I think not when it's hip-hop like proper. Bomb the move while I'm drinking 90 proof. I'm vodka, no OJ, no straw. When they give it to me, yeah, give it to me raw. I've learned that you can drink half the loose straight, it's burned. Nothing in my chest, there's a burn. I don't need a chemical blow to pull a hole. All I need is chemical strength to pay the rough.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Method Man, Bring the Pain. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435. 347-826-7435.
All right. So, we're talking about the State of the Union. And homie, you can see, as everything is being certified and you see that he not going to get his wishes. we're talking about the sorest of losers, right? Like,
yeah,
I can't accept the loss. I mean, he couldn't accept the loss before the election started. back. Like, hey, if I don't win, fuck that. I don't win.
Yeah, I'm going to have to leave the country, and you will never see me again.
Like, okay.
Everybody was like, you promise?
Yeah, like, all right. But then, of course, they gave money to stay. But we ain't going to go back on that. I'm just saying, right now, he's on that burn it all down, scorched earth type, right? You know, at the rally, they called this rally was called Stop the Steal. And and his attorney, Lynn Wood, suggested to the crowd that they should not vote for the Republican senators in Georgia, Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, in the January 5th runoff until the election fraud has been fixed. So, you know, he's like, hey, you know what? If y'all not going to ride for me in the state of Georgia, I'm not, hey, don't, he tell me if he don't vote for them, if they ain't down with us. I mean, that right there, that, I mean, so I say, we talking about gangster moves. It's like, either you with me, or I'm not messing with you at all. And I'm gonna make sure.
Yeah, either you with me or against me. It ain't no in between.
Right. He's like, well, if you ain't gonna cheat for me, fuck you.
Yeah.
And everybody that was there at that rally and watched that rally, them dudes, Loeffler and Perdue, they shit out of luck. They should not have left. They getting bounced. You know what I mean? Because they're not going to overturn the election results. I mean, it's been certified. It's been certified.
I mean, the only thing, I mean, he's firing all these people. I mean, I doubt that Biden hires them back, but I mean, they weren't going to have their jobs much longer anyway.
Right.
So,
yes. He just brought in people so just in case he wanted to do something stupid, he's got his people that's going to do something stupid for him.
Yeah.
So but for example,
they're not doing it now because they know they don't have a job anyway. I mean, they're not losing anything anyway by being honest and truthful.
Well, no, they not losing anything if they do something stupid because they're not going to have a job anyway. So that week before, I mean, it's scorched earth at this point. See, folks not see, it's scorched earth. So, I mean, in Georgia, them because the congressional, the senator, they wouldn't support him. He's like, fuck y'all. Y'all don't vote for them because they ain't on board. When Governor Doug Ducey, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
When he was certifying the election in Arizona, Trump was calling him. Dude wouldn't even pick up the phone because he was certifying it, and Trump was calling him.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's what I don't understand. Like, they don't want you anymore. Why would you want to be somewhere where you're not wanted?
No. Well,
like, you just, I don't know. Show me once, twice. Maybe I ain't caught the hint. Third time, I'm not interested. And I just feel like he's been shown over and over again that he's not wanted. He's like a, you know.
He takes a hit. Look, dude is intelligent. He's putting it all together. Look, like I said, he just got a $500 million from a lot of rabbit fans. We'll just say that. And he's going to ride off into the sunset with that money. So whatever they was talking about, he owed $400. He got $495. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be all right. I mean, you start thinking about it, like, man, I owe $495,000. For us, it's a big deal, right? But then we get out there, we fundraise, and we make $595,000. And we get that $100,000, just that's sweet, just to ride off into the sunset. That's what it's aching to, right?
Yeah, and so if that was you, wouldn't you just be like, good, and move on? And I'm going to cut my losses. And
No, because if that's me, then I'm him, and then I'm a greedy fuck. So I'm like, okay, if I can get $500 million, what else can I get from these stupid people? See, because you milk them till they dry. See, this is pimping. This is pimping. It's pimping. It's pimping. It's I'm gonna work this hoe. I got a lot of hoes out there. I'm working them. They got holes in their shoes. Bitch, get out there. I need that dough. That's what he's doing. So you look at it. He's riding it. He's riding it. Ain't never been a pimp out there like him. We talk about pimps, and, you know, I look at these dudes like, man, y'all in preschool when it come to pimping. Look at Donald Trump. Donald Trump pimping on a whole other level that y'all can't even. Y'all don't even deserve to breathe his COVID air. I'm saying, you don't even deserve it. He got the game locked down cold. His game is flat. He done laid it out flat. Folks don't even see it. Trump, dumb. Trump is a cold, calculating, smooth motherfucker. I'm saying it. You can't
see
it.
Well, I'm glad you have. I don't know if that's high esteem or not for your words, but yeah.
Yeah, it is. When you got folks, like I said, when you got folks out there directly putting alcohol in their veins, drinking hand sanitizer, taking experimental drugs that he's making money off of. Look, homie is, he's one of the smoothest pimps ever. Right? I'm just game recognizing game. Game recognizing game. You know, you see it, you just got to tip your hat to the P. You just got to tip your hat to the P. That's what I'm doing. I mean, you know, they even came out and the dude that he pardoned, Michael Flynn, they said, you know what, we might as well get on out here. And they're urging Donald Trump to stop the steal, and we should just suspend the Constitution. Mm-hmm. So they came out and it's the We the People Convention. The group's president, Tom Zaliskowski, I'm not going to say that twice, said, we wanted to express our concerns to the president, to the legislatures, courts, and Congress that we the people will not cede our exclusive constitutional right to elect our representatives to judges, lawyers, courts, governors, secretaries of state, Congress, corrupt election officials, and local politicians, the corrupt media, or leftist threats of violence. They mad as hell. We're not going to take it anymore. So, yeah. They're talking about suspending the Constitution.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is where we at. It's where we at. He just so next, what next month? It's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be interesting.
Yes. 2021, I think, is gonna be a lot different. I think.
I mean,
not in a good way.
Right. So you start.
I don't think we're going to get better.
No. So Gabriel Sterling, he did a press conference Tuesday. He said, it's a direct message to the president. Said it looks like you likely lost the state of Georgia. And though the president has the rights to go through the courts and wait for a formal recount before conceding, but what you don't have the ability to do, and you need to step up and say this, is stop inspiring people to commit potential acts of violence. Somebody's going to get hurt. Someone's going to get shot. Someone's going to get killed. Because apparently the people there, and in every state where they certified the election for Biden, that were the quote-unquote battle states, Arizona, Georgia, and I think Nevada, Pennsylvania, they're receiving death threats.
Mm-hmm.
They're receiving death threats. Because, you know, it's people that take this stuff very seriously. Now, because it's white supremacists who are threatening people, it's not really a terrorist threat, which is what makes it funny. Because we know it's a terrorist threat, because we know that if it's like the Black Panthers, or if it was some people who said they were quote unquote Antifa, or if you say it was some people who were part of Black Lives Matter, if they had said that, they would have been arrested.
Yeah.
And they would have been charged.
Yeah.
With some charge with threatening and trying to intimidate officials.
Yeah.
And we know this. This is a fact. Historically, we have the empirical data, right? We know that this is what happens to certain groups, whatnot. But because it is white supremacist, nary a charge is being made. And so you see the atmosphere just get more charged. The electricity is in the air. And
yeah, the momentum is on.
Yeah, it's growing. And so we've got a month. We've got a month. We know it's not going to be because of COVID. The inauguration is not going to be what it would have been. As we know, if not for COVID, it probably would have been full.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been like the club.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember how it was the club when they were celebrating the victory.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it would have been on in D.C. that night, right? But now,
right,
now.
I think it still might be. I think it still might be. I think it won't be as grand, like you're saying. But I think some people are going to, you know, ignore orders, whatever their orders might be in D.C.
Well, they'll do some Zoom stuff, right? And they may do some stuff in the streets. I don't know for sure.
Well, the only reason why I say that is because they were protesting, so I don't see why they wouldn't come out. You know,
well, yeah, we know that there's going to be
a celebration
there, but it's going to be those other protesters. Now, once again, because of the threats, and I mean, we're talking about threats of real violence and people who mm-hmm. are like, yeah, it's going to be a civil war. You've got all of these people with a whole month. You know, you hope that maybe they get the right Christmas present or somehow in that month that they get some stress relief and
yeah,
they just feel like
essential oils.
Yes.
And meditation music.
I mean, it reminds me of, like, I think Robert Kraft from the New England Patriots. You know, he got caught up in that bathhouse massage sex thing. Because, you know, apparently, mm-hmm. you know, and it's always been the funny thing. I'm like, a happy ending is illegal. And I've always thought that's what's wrong with America.
Happy endings are illegal.
Right. You know, metaphorically, it makes no sense, right? You know, because you create an atmosphere where you say, yeah, somebody's touching somebody, they can't have a happy ending. That's illegal. All the rest of the massage and the build up. I mean, because say massage is like, it's like foreplay, right? It's like they touch.
It can be.
A proper massage gets you, you know, it's you're sleepy, you're relaxed, you're good. But then if there's a happy ending involved, it's like, then it's no good. And so now we look at a situation where supposedly we had a legal election. Now, last time, it was the Russians. And apparently they were cheating for Hillary Clinton, but you won.
Exactly.
Your guy won, which I think is one of the more funnier things. It's like, yeah, they cheated, but they cheated for the person that lost. Huh? Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'll roll with that. Right?
Yeah. And how that is meaningful, I don't know.
Right.
I mean, I get what he's saying, but then, you know, because
they're cheating now. There's no proof that they cheat. Look, we know that they cheated. Why? Because we said they cheated.
And I lost.
That's it.
I mean, how many presidents do you think have legitimately won?
It doesn't really matter.
Exactly.
History books says this person won, and that's kind of it.
Exactly.
I mean,
and I think nobody was like saying that to him.
Right. I mean, but if we're gonna look at it realistic, because you know they're talking about getting rid of the electoral college, whatnot, or getting rid of these electoral college votes in Georgia. But and I would say then, well, if we get rid of the electoral college and we just go off the votes, you got beat by like almost 9 million votes. You still lost. I mean,
mm-hmm.
if we're looking at the total vote count, Hillary Clinton got more votes than you. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if we're just looking at it from a realistic point of view, apparently, realistic points of view ain't where we at and where we're trying to be. But yeah. Yep. And the people supporting them to the tune of $500 million. Y'all are extraordinary. I'll just say that.
And that's some love. That is some real love right there.
Yeah.
Some dedicated real support.
Dedicated to the cause.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It's a whole month. So, you in the midst of potential lockdown, them talking about stimulus, but with no money for us. It's like, wait. So, you're not gonna give the businesses money again, but you're not gonna give us money. You know, all of this stuff plays a factor. All of this stuff is out there. I'm anticipating 2021. I'm anticipating that week. That's the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday week. We'll see if it's gonna be about peace. We'll see if it's gonna be about peace.
We'll see.
Yeah,
I'm curious to see.
Never have I been more curious than I have been right now, because it's obvious. It's two sides to this, right? So you got your liberals and you have your conservatives, and they're all fighting over their guy. And I mean, we got folks that's talking about we gonna fire these bullets. We gonna fire these bullets.
Hmm.
I mean, they've said it, and they ain't lied yet. They ain't lied yet. I mean, we know they're firing bullets. They run through crowds with their cars.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, the Florida governor tried to pass a bill that said that's standing your ground, running folks over, especially when it comes to protests. So, yeah, they out here in these streets.
They are serious about it.
All right. Well, Jay-Z say, when Jay-Z says streets is watching, streets is watching. Just different streets. And so I got my binoculars. My binoculars are ready. I'm all on it. You just pop the popcorn, brown sugar, and we can just socially
front
distance.
Row seats.
Front row seats. Pop that popcorn and eat it socially distanced style. And on that note, we're going to go on a break. This is Ice Tea. Power.
Number one, this is number two, the Poppy Groove. We're gonna break through. Somebody line up the suckers who refuse to recognize it. Tie up the folks who refuse to understand the youth. My pop's growing and it's getting larger every day. Detroit, Cuttown, Pittsburgh, Houston, L.A. Come on, come on, come on, boys. Let's play. Circle the calendar. Perpetrate a doomsday. I speak full man of my own. Full grown. I cause havoc when I speak upon the microphone. I'm outspoken. No joking. Getting my face. Your jaw will get broken. Laying it, saying it. Then you're playing it. Lyrics so heavy that your mic drop weighing it. Hated by many, but I hate them back. Love by people to the wicked act. You might like, you might think I'm whack. But don't step to me, cause the boys stay strapped. I'm taking no choice. I'm hating the courts, I'm hating the judges. Funk PAs with the personal grudges. I hate the clubs that think with their butts. No hats, jeans, sneakers, no what? No beepers, no gold. Yo, kiss my ass. We'll wait and see who gets the last laugh. We'll have the power. Where Dutchie spitting your cash, leaving you in the trash. Why your little head's thinking they gone in the dash? They got it, know it, that's why they show it. The power of sex, and make it overthrow it, he be king in the dead. No way, we get rich, hard, give it away. We're weak, and as we speak, the girls are hawking, sizing me up straight out as I'm talking. You gotta have control if you want the gold. I don't wanna be alone like Stallone, so I keep my mind thinking about the green and stop dwelling on the in between. I got power. I'm on a mission, macking hard as a hammer. You take my picture, I might take the camera. My posse, my move, and they move fast. A fool who could be a punk blast. Ain't no criminal, although I used to be. Ain't no new jack, rapping ain't new to me. I've been making records on wax since 1982. Now it's 1988, finally I'm coming through. Status of the 6 years, I'm making okay jams, but now I'm mad. Here comes the body slam, turning out concerts, hyping in the industry. Telling all my fly girls, screaming for Ice-T. Rolling with the syndicate, my unstoppable battalion. 38 solid gold, my medallion. Jane is velocity, momentum, and energy. I capital G, boy, I got power. 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 So you say that I'm a fake fake. You really must be a fool. I've been in jail my time since you have probably been in school. Shot that hit. See my buddy kill. That's the violence in upon the rapper. I see a bill. I say what I think. This is some good thing. Money you walk, you short, you right from the clink. Come on, what the? You know the laws are full of bull. Pray on the lame, release those with full power. I know you want to try it, but check it out. Money can buy it, control and mold the world to be your wishes. The knowledge of power is mine, so just listen. Money controls the world, and that's it. And once you got it, then you can talk shit. Power. 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 You'll have the power. 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 You'll have the power.
Together you got the move, drummer, smooth drummer.
To smooth drama, that was Ice-T, Power. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435, 347-826-7435.
All right. You know, he says one lyric in there. It's like it stuck with me forever. Hated by millions, but I hate them back. It's like, remember him for that. Like, hated by millions, but I hate them back. True believers know where my heart is at. It's like, yep. Kind of awesome.
Okay.
All right. So, I'm going to ask you a question, Brown Sugar. Do you, you drink almond milk?
I do not.
Okay. So, you know, almond milk production's boomed over the past decade, right? And we'll say part of it because it they say it has health benefits that are superior to those of cow's milk. And over the last 5 years, the sales have grown 61%. And according to market research firm Mental, it's accounted for 2/3 of the market, while the consumption of cow's milk has steadily decreased for decades. They say that one of the reasons was that not only was it a healthier alternative to cow's milk, they also said that it made women's breasts bigger.
Wow, really?
Yeah, while cow's milk was also linked to acne. And eczema and chronic fatigue.
I don't drink milk at all. I do eat like dairy products. I like cheese and yogurt and stuff like that, but I don't drink milk at all. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm lactose. So, I found that out in 10th grade. So, yeah. It's been a long time, right? But
do you do the lactose milk or do you do almond milk?
No, I do the almond milk.
Okay.
I was in the mirror after I read the article. I was in the mirror. I was like, are my titties getting bigger?
I was gonna ask you, are your breasts getting bigger?
I had to check to make sure I wasn't gonna have to ask you for a bra.
Hopefully, even if they were, we couldn't wear the same size. I hope. For both our sakes, I'm hoping. I'm really hoping. Now, if you ask me to buy you one your size, then okay. Hopefully you wouldn't be able to borrow one of mine.
I think I'm going to be good. Yeah.
All right.
Yep. I'm okay.
I've heard the same thing with coconut oil. Like if you rub coconut oil on your breast, it plumps them up. It's something in the properties of the coconut oil that's firming. So I don't know. You might not run a rub coconut oil on your breast and drink almond milk. You might need to borrow one of my bras.
I have big, firm titties.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You wouldn't want that now.
No. Definitely not. On that note, I'm just going to walk away from this conversation. And we're going to go hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. So, hater of the week. Maybe the greatest hater of all time. This is how tough this one is. In Stockholm, Sweden, talking about Stockholm syndrome, a man in his Yeah, I know. Crazy, huh? A man in his 40s was found wounded in an apartment and may have been held captive there by his own mother for nearly 30 years. Mother, a 70-year-old woman whom neighbors thought lived alone, has been arrested. He was found by a relative on Sunday, the 29th, and said he was found lying on a blanket on the floor, toothless, unable to speak, and covered in sores and injuries. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so, yeah, she's denying charges of false imprisonment and grievous bodily harm But there's no immediate explanation of why the son had been held. Now, you've seen those movies, right, where the mother is doping up the child, keeping her in the wheelchair.
Yeah,
and
that's
whatnot.
Munchausen's disease.
Yeah. And you start thinking.
But that sounds more like Misery to me, that movie Misery.
Right.
Or Psycho, even.
But this is your son. This is your kid. No teeth? No teeth. He's in his 40s. She's held him. I mean, when you talk about some hate, misguided love, which I still call hate, this is still the number one. This number one. I can't see a story worse than this one. You held
your son now.
30 years, Brown Sugar. 30 years.
I don't know. I mean, how do you? I mean, so if he's in his 40s, so that means he was between 10 and 15 years old, maybe 10 and 20, rather. So at what point do you decide, like, you're no longer leaving the house?
Well, no, nobody knew she had a kid. So I'm guessing all her friends.
Well, so she never put him in school? Like, he didn't go to school for the first 10 to 20, 15 years of his life?
Nobody knew she had a kid. So I'm guessing, you know, when she finally got to, because 70 years ago was 1950, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's been hiding the kid for a long-ass time. She's been hiding the kid for a long-ass time.
You know, and people who are able to hide things like that are always, like, amazed. Like, nobody asks them, or do they just live, like, a low-profile life that nobody ever questions them or, you know, like, if she ever had a job, she just didn't talk to anybody or nobody talked to her?
Well, they're always thought of as nice. She's great. She could be like my grandma. They probably speak to her. Great woman. Nah. She has her kid trapped in the room and pull all his teeth out. He just... Yeah.
That's, I don't know.
So he lost his whole chance at a regular life.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
because now he'll spend years in therapy and suffer from PTSD.
Right. He's fucked forever. You want to talk about somebody that's going to have some trust issues?
Yeah.
That's homie. He's going to be the king of trust issues.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
It's sad. I mean, I guess it's not for me to understand because it's just not, but I just don't understand people at all like that.
So I think we can just agree that some people are crazy as hell.
Yeah.
And I guess they
come here like that too.
Yeah. We're just gonna leave it right there.
Okay.
That's my all time greatest hater so far. Since I've been doing the show. I can't think of no crazy hate worth. I'm gonna keep my kid under wraps their whole life.
Yeah, and I'm wondering was he like her like did he just serve her? You know what I mean?
Serve her?
You're my servant. You're my.
He's laid on the blanket. I'm guessing that he probably couldn't do anything for himself. Just a thought.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Was it that, or was it that she wanted to serve him?
I don't know, and at this point, don't really care. She's evil. You're evil.
Yeah.
You can do that. No matter how you want to rationalize it, that right there, that's in.
Oh, I'm not rationalizing anything. I'm just,
no,
you know, like,
you're...
I'm always trying to understand what makes people tick.
Yeah, but, you know, her ticks, mm-mm, don't want them ticks. Those are nasty ticks. And on that note, we going to go to our Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. So, there's a new law that's taking effect in California on January 1st, 2022. And this law, which is Assembly Bill 3070, signed by Gavin Newsom in September, it's supposed to make it difficult for lawyers trying criminal cases to exclude people of color or members of other specified groups, such as those related to gender identity, sexual orientation, or religious affiliation from sitting on trial juries.
Mm.
So, as we know, and we'll just say it, historically, trial lawyers have been permitted to use a peremptory challenge to keep a prospective juror off of a jury without providing a reason for the exclusion. And in the 1970s and 80s, they devised rules known as the Batson Rules. Shout out to Billy Batson, a.k.a. Shazam. I don't think it's got anything to do with him. They were intended to keep lawyers from using peremptory challenges to strike jurors because of their race. Now, as we know, when we talk about a jury of our peers, I think Chappelle's show did it the best when you had the jury of the peers was actually where they did it, where if you treated the white person the way you treated the black person, if you reverse it, remember they broke in and just shot the dog, put him on the ground, whatnot, and, you know, was filing his wife, whatever. And then when he went to trial, there was no white people on the trial. It was a bunch of black people in the jury. And then conversely, when they went to Dave Chappelle, it was like, hey, you know what? We're calling you to the grand jury. If you want, you can just come. You just give us a time when you're gonna show up, and then we can talk about what's happening. And you know, he took forever. He was late. He said, "Yeah, you know, I had an orgy." You know, it was funny. Right?
Yeah, he had to cut up his coke. Yeah,
right. There's a difference in how you're treated in the criminal justice system when we start talking about a jury of our peers.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know historically a jury of our peers means that you shit out of luck, because people who think like you are not going to be on that jury. It's going to be a bunch of people who hate your ass.
Who have no idea.
Right. It's just, they're going to just look at you like, he looked guilty. I don't like the way his mustache, he should have trimmed that.
Exactly.
It's going to be all kinds of biases. And so, there's a new law that's going to go into effect to replace the Batson rules that have been ineffective. So, January 1st, 2022, 2 years from now, we're going to replace the ineffective laws that they already have on the books with more than likely another ineffective law. Groundhog Day.
I have to agree with you on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Diversity to jurors. Yeah. A jury of your peers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if laws were effective, we would need other laws to enforce those laws.
Yeah. Because, you know what, we got these rules, but they didn't work, so we're going to create some more rules. Maybe they'll work.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The world we live in.
Yep, that's the world we live in. In the meantime, you know what? We can talk about something that's more important. We can talk about the states that don't require face masks. So, public service announcement to all of you who, you know what? Conspiracy theorists.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like, hey, you know what? It's all BS. Here's some states that you can go to. You ain't got to worry about nothing. Alaska. Arizona. Of course, Florida. Mm-hmm. Georgia, Idaho, Mississippi, of course Mississippi, Missouri, Nebraska, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee.
That's a lot of places. Wow.
And last but not least, Wyoming.
Hmm. That's a lot of places.
So now there's a ting on it. Wyoming, there's a statewide mandate that goes into effect on that went into effect November 1st, but the county district attorney has said violations of the mandate will not be prosecuted.
Okay.
So for all of y'all, you want to travel somewhere, and you can just go to the store. You don't have to wear a mask or nothing. You got a plethora of choices.
Okay.
Mind you, it's flu season. So, I mean, if you're going to go in, go big or go home. Or, Pompey he's got his State Department party that's gonna have like 900 people there. I mean, if you're feeling it, just go.
Why not?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You
know,
can
do your thing. I encourage you. On that note. For Ms. Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drum production. If you would like to continue the conversation with us, you can jump into the Smooth Drama chat room at smoothdrama.com. Me and Brown Sugar will be there, and we hope to see you in there too. And on that note, we out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got
smooth
drama. Smooth drama.